Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's January 1st, 2008, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released September 3rd and 4th, 2003.
Nazarene, Gibby has one more question. Did any of the apostles not know how to read and write? It's not made clear at any time.
Gibby, you have struck on one of the greatest misconceptions that is taught by those who degrade the apostles. It is often taught that they were illiterate men, that they had very little learning, that they weren't very bright, which was totally and completely untrue. All the apostles were literate. All the apostles were well-to-do men for their time. They were not poor peasants. They were the leaders of their societies. They were rich by the standards of the people around them. And what amazed the people was that they gave up what they had to go and follow me and to preach the word of God. People were mystified by this, and they could not understand how men in such good circumstances had given up all that they had to go out and preach the word of this new prophet. It was unheard of. Usually, it was some poor person that joined a new prophet in the hopes of bettering themselves. It wasn't the rich people, the upper class, that gave up what they had to go and follow a new prophet. This was unheard of. This was a totally new thing. This is what amazed the people about my apostles. They thought them wondrous and great men because they gave up what they had. No, these great men were not illiterate. Some of them had learning problems similar to what Demetrius has, but they were very, very skilled and very powerful in their way, and definitely, definitely not illiterate.
I knew you'd say that, Nazarene. How else would they tell the world about you so well?
The Father chooses well, Alora. He knows who to use. It is amazing that people do not respond to those that the Father chooses, especially today. Some wish they had.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Gerald Pauly. For the last 30 years or so, my wife and I have been producing Voices from Spirit magazine, which tells a lot about what has been going on in the afterlife. It is available at
voicesfromspirit.com/voices.htm.
Nazarene, on spreading your message to Anglican churches, trying to get people to turn against supporting homosexuality, we have received positive messages from bishops in Sudan and Namurembe. They're even sending prayers to help our work. What is your opinion on this?
My opinion on this, Alora, is absolute joy. I cannot tell you how happy this makes me that you have received this positive response and these wondrous people are sending their prayers to you. You are my joy, Alora and Demetrius. You are my rocks and stones. You carry my messages to the world and you tell what God wants, but you are not my own, and I want my own so much. I want my own to rally to me. I want my own to come to me. I want them to stop hearing the lies of man and hear the truth of God, start doing the Father's will. I want this so much, Alora. I appreciate everything that you and Demetrius do for me. I will love you beyond time, beyond the end of existence, if it can end. But I want my own so much. I want them so badly. I want it to be that you only have to counsel them and give them a few words and they will follow God's will and be my power and my glory, and I do not have to depend on another house to do my will and to do the will of God. I want so much, Alora, to have them answer you in mass and obey the will of God and obey what I send through you. It is my greatest wish, Alora, and it is my greatest longing, but praise those who have answered you. Praise them forever.
Thank you so much, Nazarene. What an honor. We'll keep trying to get you your people.
The honor is mine, Alora, that you have sacrificed so much for me over the years. The honor is indeed mine. Yes, indeed it is.
We'll be back again.